This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Incredibly, we are just 2 days away, 48 hours away, from the start of Orioles baseball season, which means the return of Baltimore baseball tonight. And let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we are joined, as we will be every week, by Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT coverage, Mike Bordick. And Bordy, always great to talk to you. Welcome back for another baseball season. Let's start where we just left off last segment, and that's Grayson Rodriguez, who is now saying it's tricep tendonitis. He's saying he's had it for 3 to 4 years. He's saying it flared up on him, but he's okay, and he just needs to restart spring training. Where are you on Grayson Rodriguez?
Well, thanks for having me back, Ken.
Yes.
I'm excited about this season.
Always great
and
talking to you.
And everybody else, too. Yeah, well, listen, this is more of a red flag than I think anybody, you know, we're having to look at, because he's our young superstar. He's a guy we put a lot of, you know, weight on his shoulders to be this team's number one, and he just continues to have setback after setback. 3 years of tricep tendonitis? I don't know. To be honest with you, I think they're always going to keep things a little close to their vest, but this is a big concern. And Mike Elias said himself, well, and I don't agree with the way he said this, but he said he's starting at, what, a square zero. So I thought it was square one, but yeah. Square zero.
It's even worse.
It's like a bone thing.
But that, yeah. Exactly. So that means you are starting over, brother, and trying to get it back. And hopefully there are no setbacks along the way. And managing these arm injuries is going to be, you know, something that MLB's got to have to deal with.
So it's now the oldest starting rotation in the majors. And I'm just interested your thoughts on that. It seems that seems a little counterintuitive to how we were kind of built, that this thing was going to be built. And how much grace can you give a Sagano if this is how much money they gave him and this is how they built their rotation? Because I do think it's going to be an adjustment. And if you saw what the Yankees did to him the other night, I think he realized just how pinpoint his control has to be. But like, how steep of a learning curve can you grant him?
Well, it's going to have to be a long one. And really for everybody, listen, there's a lot going on right now with not just the Orioles pitching staff, but across Major mm-hmm. League Baseball. And I just think there's a huge shortage. Now, knowing that, could the Orioles have gone after different $15 million pitchers, like
yeah.
maybe a Scherzer or a Verlander? But they have what they have, and I think they're going to have to deal with that. And let's hope Gibson can help as well. And now I feel the whole league is just a battle of attrition. Is your minor league depth, do you have enough arms that can come up and fill in going to be enough to make it through a whole 162-game season. Listen, they've lost a lot. Let's not forget how many minor league teams were cut recently. They made adjustments to minor league baseball. And now we're coming – I feel like we're having a shortage of players. And it's really I don't know. I think it has to be addressed for sustainability, for crying out loud.
Bordy, we know Gunnar Henderson. He's going to start the season on the IL. So we've been seeing Jackson Holliday play shortstop a lot recently. And Brandon Hyde's even on record saying that there's some concern, him going back to shortstop after second base was new to him last year. Do you think they should just keep Jackson at second base, or are you fine with him at shortstop in the interim?
Well, man, oh, man, there are a lot of different ways to look at this.
You're thrilled you came on with us today, aren't you, Bordy?
Yeah, there are some. You guys got some good questions. They could go really deep and down a lot of rabbit holes here. Why would they put Holliday at short if he struggled in the big leagues at second base? The only thing I think is to showcase him a little bit. Now, I'm not saying there's a trade, but just saying, look, he can still play shortstop just in case something comes up. Now, I hope he plays a great shortstop. I really do. But I think what's – unfortunately, if it doesn't work out with Jackson at short, who's playing second? It seems like Westberg could be the second base. So now you got two guys that you're kind of moving around, and wouldn't we like ideally to have them just settle in and learn their position and be great there? So there, I think this is kind of controversial as well. Listen, I hope he does great at shortstop, but – man, can that's a whole different ball game over there. Way different than second base, and his clock was off there at second base.
Well, and Bordy, like, that's the whole thing. He was just starting to figure out, it looked to me, the timing at second base, and that you don't have nearly as much. He had trouble with it at AAA, figuring out how much time he had. He really had trouble with it up here, and he seemed to be making progress in that regard. So why, even if it turns out to be the final 3 weeks of spring training and the first 2 weeks of the regular season, and then you expect him to play 120 games for you at second base, why would you focus so much on the short term and not just keep him on the long-term plan that looked like it finally was starting to work?
I agree. I'm right there with you. And I think you have to do that because you don't need another kind of mental kind of setback. Because, man, oh, man, if all of a sudden it snowballs on him, just playing defense in the major leagues is hard enough. We all expect Jackson Holliday to his bat to be really good. But if his defense is unsettled, then that means the bat is not going to follow through. It just takes too much away from you. I mean, you have to be a complete, you know, player, and I think we all expect that. So why even take a chance, I think, of even disrupting it a little bit? Let him get off on the good foot and just keep, you know, moving forward. I think this just adds a little instability, really, to the team. I think everybody hopes for solidified roles and with some bounce-back stuff like this looming, too, because now everybody's wondering, unless Brandon has straight-up told them what their roles are going to be, the first couple weeks is going to be a little bit of a mystery.
We're talking with Mike Bordick. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. What about the Felix Bautista part of this
equation?
Yeah,
asking about the crappy bullpen now,
GG. Yeah, so Felix is
no goats, Bordy. No goat questions, buddy. We're bringing the fastballs. High heat.
All meat here, no filler. Felix is making the opening day roster, but it's pretty clear he's not 100%. The velocity has been ticking up, but... He doesn't look like the Felix Bautista pre-Tommy John. He also is not going to pitch more than an inning or pitch on back-to-back days. So what does the closer position look like to you?
Well, I don't think it's going to be him. They might slide him in there every now and then, and just to, you know, keep those competitive juices flowing. This is kind of a high risk, I think.
Mm-hmm.
This morning on the Be More Baseball podcast. Thanks.
Nice. Well done.
Nice plug, Bordy.
Are you sick of Jerry yet?
Be More Ball Pod. Be More Ball Pod on YouTube,
yes.
Anyway.
Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
R.I.P.
I talked about Bautista, and I compared him to a closer. Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of his name right now? But he was a great closer.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we lost him.
That's what happens when you invoke Aloysius.
He hung up on himself. No. I think what happened was Jerry hung up on Bordy because he was about to release Be More podcast prior.
You think Jerry was on like the third line just listening in?
Yeah. He was about to give information.
Like on the group chat, or what do they call that?
That was
where
proprietary.
You have multiple people.
Yeah. It was like
he was just sitting there quietly.
He hung up on him. Yeah,
or he might have been sitting right next to Bordy.
I think
he might have been in the backyard feeding Bordy's goats.
Yeah,
while Bordy was talking to us,
he felt like Bordy did enough promoting the podcast, but don't give away the info
right,
from the podcast.
They got to go to the podcast.
I think Jerry would be proud that Mike Bordy slipped that in.
But Gigi's right, and then now the people are like, well, what was he going to say? Yeah. Oh, we've got to go to the podcast to find out.
Yeah.
Unless Bordy calls back in. We had these issues with Nokia yesterday. Maybe it's us.
It's a phone. Well, it's the maybe it's cell phone weird. Towers. Yeah, his phone. He said he was downtown San Francisco. But
that explains it. The background.
It's always busy on them streets.
Bordy seems much like us, concerned about many things Orioles right now.
Yeah, I think Bordy had enough of the meat question.
He was sick of being grilled.
Yeah, he wants some filler. But catch Mike Bordick,
Ben, we get him back.
Yeah. We'll blow up our clock so we can tell us who he was thinking of.
It's an Oriole Hall of Famer.
He's worth it.
Bordy, we are.
We wouldn't do this for Jacob Calvin Meyer. I say that because I love him. I say that because I love him.
Wow. Bordy, who were you referring to? What were you trying to say?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Was Jerry Aloysius Coleman the one who hung up on you when you were giving away too much information?
Right when you got the plug in,
I'm not
Bordy.
I'm sure about that. So, listen, it was Joe Nathan, the closest of the
twins.
Yes.
He had Tommy John, and he missed a year. And then the next year he came back, and his earned run average was for like 4.9 or 5, and he was typically like 1.9 below 2 guy. It took him a whole year to become an all-star closer again, and he did, and he pitched into his 40s. Batista's different than Nathan, though. He's a young guy. Took him a little while to harness his command. I just feel like there's got to be a grace period and for us all not to think that the mountain is going to be the mountain this year. Next year, let's hope he truly is. And I hope the Orioles can kind of use him, correctly and keep him healthy all season long to maybe not be the key in the back end, but at least a big part of the back end.
Well, real quick, they haven't built it that way, have they, though? I mean...
They haven't built it that.
Unless the plan is Dominguez gets, 35 save opportunities this year. Good luck with that.
He closed once.
Well, I'll say this about Dominguez. His earned run average reminds me of somebody I played with a long time ago, and his name was Bob Welch. Came out of spring training with an earned run average over 20 and ended up winning 27 games. So you never know in this crazy game. Dominguez could be the closer and be an all-star closer at that.
Mike Bordick, you're the best, man.
You,
thank you so much for your time. BBT on Thursday. Are you part of
Friday? Me and Bordy. Me and you, Bordy.
Dream team.
We kick it off, Bordy.
Let's go.
We can't wait. Bordy, thanks, buddy.
It changes by the day now, make sure you're paying attention to scoring at home, Bordy.
I hear you guys.
We got quite a rotation going.
Hey, coming up next, we hit all the young dudes and Jordan Westbrook, another guy that they seem to be jerking around a little bit. Why, oh why, we discuss next here on The Fan.